to Joe about that coming up. It is now 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Problems on Metro again this morning that may affect your ride into work. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble?
Well, unfortunately, this trouble continues, and it's outside Stadium Armory on the tracks. They're investigating the tracks to see if they're safe to use, and a broken down train right there in that same location. So single tracking continues, three lines affected, and I'll have more coming up in traffic.
The suspect in three fatal shootings last week will be in a Rockville courtroom this afternoon.
Accused in three deadly shootings in a 24-hour period, 62-year-old Eulalio Tordeal faces a string of charges related to the shooting death of his estranged wife, the deadly shooting outside Montgomery Mall last Friday, and the fatal shooting of a woman outside the Aspen Hill Giant. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy.
He will not be released from custody. He will be held in custody.
Tordeal arraigned today at 1 in Rockville. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump has just raised the ante again, now indicating that party unity may not be such a great goal after all.
Trump hinting he won't just go rogue with Ryan, but with the entire party.
Does the party have to be together? Does it have to be unified? I'm very different than everybody else, perhaps, that's ever run for office. I actually don't think so.
Trump's fiery words setting the stage for a face-to-face meeting with Ryan on Thursday, as the GOP rift widens between those who support him and those who don't.
Jeb Bush is not an honorable person. Lindsey Graham is not an honorable person.
Some drawing a hard line, vowing to skip the convention or not vote.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, brings her campaign to Northern Virginia this afternoon. She's scheduled to meet with women and families at a coffee house in Loudoun County. They'll be talking work-family balance. The trials of the Baltimore police officers involved in Freddie Gray's death resumed this week with the trial of Officer Edward Nero.
Nero and another officer were the face of the initial uprising, says legal analyst Warren Brown.
Because they were the ones on video. You got to charge them in the state's mind with something.
Those charges are reckless endangerment and something a bit more unusual. The state says Nero didn't have probable cause to arrest Gray and thus committed assault by putting him in handcuffs.
It's going to have a chilling effect on officers who look at this and say, wow, if I make a good faith arrest and the state attorney's office later on determines that it was no probable cause, I might get charged and I'm not going to make any arrests.
Nero's expected to request a bench trial, leaving the judge to go through the legalities of the arrest. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fire officials in Alberta, Canada are hoping that cooler temperatures and light rain forecast for the next few days will help them get the upper hand on a raging wildfire that has already burned nearly 400,000 acres. British Prime Minister David Cameron is making the case for his country to remain in the European Union. Cameron says those who want Britain to leave want to turn back the clock.
Now, some of those who wish us to leave the EU openly say that they hope the entire organization will unravel as a result. I find this extraordinary. How could it possibly be in our interest to risk the clock being turned back to an age of competing nationalisms in Europe?
According to one recent British poll, British support for staying in the EU is at 42%, support for leaving is at 40%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,741, the Nasdaq at 4736. Sports, the Cubs complete the four-game sweep of the Nationals, the Orioles beat the A's, soccer, D.C. United loses. WMAL News Time 7:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395 as you come off the Beltway, slowing towards Shirlington with your travel lanes open. But you're checking out the crash on the opposite side. Southbound 395, you do have a little bit of volume to get by this crash. Stay to the left to get by. See a lot of flashing lights there. Several police cars are at the scene of this incident. 66, the accident is eastbound, inbound as you come up to 123. And that's along the right side. Accident on the Beltway has just popped up. So north of the toll road on the inner loop right near the Georgetown Pike. That's where we have the crash along the left. So a little bit busy Virginia. A little bit better in Gaithersburg. You can use 355. They've cleared the crash. Southbound 355 south of Lake Forest, mile south of 124. And I'm not seeing any delays. Go ahead, take it. Good shape. 95 northbound Maryland absolutely at a crawl with this accident cleanup north at 32. Delays back out of Laurel near 198 southbound. No delays past the scene. And Metro Rail, again, orange and blue line, single tracking around the track crew and disabled train outside of Stadium Armory. Silver Line also affected as well with delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not that high this morning, but going up as we continue to roll through this Monday. We'll continue to see the clouds lower, thicken, and I get some showers, maybe a period or two of steadier rain, especially late morning and into the afternoon. 66. Tonight, 55, maybe a shower. Tuesday, cloudy, scattered showers around. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Centerville, 43 in Gaithersburg, 52 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. World leaders are starting to soften their criticism of Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 7:07 right here on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, our good friend Tucker Carlson will be our guest. We'll get his take on all the infighting in the Republican Party and whether this is all a distraction meant to help Hillary Clinton in the long run. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is our good friend Joe DeGeneva. He's a former U.S. attorney in District of Columbia, legal analyst, and a smart guy. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, so we have new developments in the email investigation because there's this story in The Hill that is raising a few eyebrows. Said, look, they've talked to Uma, they've talked to Cheryl Mills, they've talked to Brian Pagliano, that the last person that they will be talking to is Hillary Clinton, and that should be coming relatively soon. That's the way these things are conducted, although Hillary says she has not been contacted as yet about giving an interview to the FBI. Where are things?
Yeah, well, I'm sure her lawyers have been contacted. I'm sure she's parsing the question very, very carefully. Her lawyers have been contacted. I'm sure she'll be interviewed soon. It appears that they're coming near the end of the investigation. So you always interview the main target of any type of investigation like this last, so you've had an opportunity to interview all the people around her and get their stories and also get documents and other things like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, and then there was this report from CNN.
Now, the interviews, we're told, are focused on whether classified information was mishandled and the security of the server. But so far, officials tell us no, there is no evidence of criminal wrongdoing at this point in the investigation. But
all right, so there. I mean, they say no criminal. I mean, I noticed they didn't quote FBI officials in that particular report.
Yeah, she said government officials. This has also happened in the Washington Post story last week. Although in the Washington Post story, they quoted a U.S. law enforcement official who said that they had found no evidence that there was willful conduct, which, of course, is a standard for certain statutes, but not for the grossly negligent mishandling of classified information, which does not require willful conduct. So we'll see. We'll see where the Bureau's going. It's their reputation when all is said and done. This will all be about the Bureau.
Can you drill down a little further on this term willful intent, though, really quickly? Because
all that means is it wasn't an accident. In other words, willful means purposeful.
Uh-huh.
It means you determined to do it. So let's say, for example, if you're a private citizen and you decide you work for the government. Let's say you work for the government. You have a classified information clearance. And you decide to set up a private server in your home to do all of your government work. By setting up that server, you have willfully, purposely, intentionally decided that you're going to send and receive classified information on a server that is not secure. That's what they mean by that.
Right. There's no way for it not to be willful because you went out of your way to do this thing.
That is correct. And, in fact, that's why the Freedom of Information Act lawsuits are so important, because they show that the purpose of the server was to deny access to information. This was not an accident. This was a plan. In the law, we call it a scheme, a design. It's part of what is called a conspiracy.
Right.
The notion that this is not willful, may I just say this, to the reporters reporting it, these reporters are stupid.
Listen, there's one other word they keep throwing out here, and this is what I would really like to, they keep saying there wasn't any malicious intent, which suggests, oh sure, she intended to do it, but she didn't intend anything malicious by it.
That is also false.
You just said that by setting up this server, it proves that she was trying to dodge these FOIA requests.
That is correct.
How can we prove that? Because she says it was convenience, Joe.
No. You know what? Convenience is malice. Because the law says you can't do it. You can't handle classified information on an unsecure server.
Period.
Or related documents. This is, I have to tell you something. Some of the quotes that are coming out have got to be coming from high Justice Department officials who are not directly involved in the investigation of the case. And let me just say this. If the Bureau walks away from this, they and the Justice Department are going to have to do what Ricky Ricardo used to say, some splaining.
They got some splaining to do, that's right.
They got some splaining to do, because every government employee will view this as a green light to avoid classification
rules. You bet.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Certainly every official in the Hillary Clinton administration.
Well, they set the new standard.
That's right.
All right, so there's this other story out there that has to do with the Benghazi Committee on Capitol Hill, Trey Cowdy's investigation. He says, look, I think that there's some evidence here that the people over at the Pentagon have changed their timeline, that they did not give me complete information, and I need to talk to some other people, and the Pentagon apparently has given them some very public blowback about that.
Yeah, and Trey Gowdy has properly responded to them by calling them dishonest, in essence. What happened was the Defense Department was asked to produce a timeline for its activity in not rescuing the Americans in Benghazi. That timeline has proved to be inaccurate repeatedly. As a result of that, the committee issued subpoenas and requests for additional information and additional witnesses. A legislative affairs officer at the Defense Department ripped the committee to shreds, claiming that it was delaying, that it was piling on requests, when in fact many of these requests had been pending for more than a year and had gone unresponded to by the Department of Defense. What's going on here is the political people in the State Department, the Defense Department, have obstructed the investigation of the Select Committee on Benghazi. And they're doing everything they can to run out the clock before the Democratic convention and before the election. I think Gowdy is beating them at it in a quiet way, and we'll see what happens. But make no mistake about it. The people in the legislative office at the Defense Department are part of a team whose job it is to keep information from the American people.
Right.
Just like that server in Chappaqua.
But why is the Pentagon, usually the Pentagon, well, maybe I shouldn't make this statement, but I would think that usually the Pentagon was relatively forthcoming with information like this when Congress subpoenas it. Why, other than to protect Hillary Clinton, why else would the Pentagon be doing
because just go back to the original investigations. Now, why would the Defense Department act this way? Because they think they can get away with it. Why do they think they can get away with it? Because they got away with it with the original Benghazi investigations, where they provided false and misleading information to the Armed Services Committee, Foreign Affairs, and House Intelligence. And all three of those committees did a horrible job of not filing out, of following up. All of those three Republican chairmen should be ashamed of themselves. They represent the worst type of oversight in Congress. The fact that it's only now, through the Select Committee, that we are learning about the server. Do you know that none of those idiot committees knew that Hillary Clinton
right.
had a private server. How do you conduct an investigation and not find that out?
Gave her a clean bill of health without even knowing that she had emails hidden on a server. But really quickly, the Pentagon is protecting Obama and Hillary here, or are they protecting themselves because they are responsible for
All three.
I think you're right.
Remember, the overseers in the House Armed Services Committee, whether Republican or Democrat, view the Department of Defense as a client, and they do everything they can to protect it and to protect the contracts that go to their districts. That's why their investigation was a Potemkin village.
All right.
We're going to leave it right there. Joe DeGenova.
Always love having you, Joe.
Yeah, listen, thank you for helping us stay on top of this story.
Bet,
we greatly appreciate it. 7:15 on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 66, and I'm watching the accident cleanup continue eastbound as you come up to 123. In fact, the VDOT crews, they're backing up that arrow board truck right now. They're along the right side trying to clear this. Slowly we get by through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. On the Beltway, on the inner loop north of the toll road, right near the Georgetown Pike, looks like they've cleared that crash to the left shoulder, albeit quite slow, though, north of I-66 and merging off of the toll road in through to those backups. Beltway through Annandale has not been so bad this morning. Maryland 95 northbound jammed out of Laurel from 198 to Route 32. Crash cleanup continues along the right side. Southbound 95, you're in good shape. Now on the inner loop of the Maryland Beltway, it looks like we have an accident reported on the inner loop before you get to New Hampshire Avenue after University Boulevard. And Metro Rail's woes continue. Problem this morning, they'll have to do a track inspection. They have a broken down train outside of Stadium Armory, single tracking the orange and blue line trains. Silver line affected. Red line, also problems outside of Friendship Heights with a switch problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of rain this week. Showers this morning, continuing into the afternoon. A 70% chance of rain. 66 the high. Tonight, 55 the low. Slight chance of showers. Showers tomorrow, high of 63. And the showers will continue into tomorrow night, where the overnight low is 53. Wednesday looks like a day in which there will be no rain as it stands right now, with temperatures in the low 70s. But rain returns on Thursday and Friday, with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is 7:17. On WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Let's give you up to date on 2016's coming and goings. Most of the news, you just heard a lot of the Hillary news with Joe DeGenova, so let's focus on the Republicans for a moment. First off, Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, I know that many of you, if you're like me, you've been holding your cards close to the vest and you've been thinking, you know, I don't know who I'm going to vote for president come November.
But I'm dying to know what Lindsey Graham thinks.
I always set my course because I'm relatively rudderless in my principles and my beliefs and my values. But I always look at the shining beacon that is the lighthouse of conservative values that is Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
However Lindsey goes.
Are you being sarcastic? I'm sure I'm going to be a little sarcastic.
Well, we now have the long anticipated answer to our question, how, I ask, will Lindsey Graham vote this November?
I would have supported all 16 except for the Donald. I just can't go there. I respect people who can't. And to Donald Trump, congratulations. You did a hell of a thing. You beat me and everybody else. And I just really believe that the Republican Party has been conned here. And this guy is not a reliable conservative Republican.
Well, hey, you beat me. Listen, let's face it. He's not the only guy that beat Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
That being said, this is offensive and atrocious and despicable because Lindsey Graham, of course, did not sign a pledge to support 16 out of the 17 candidates. No, he signed a pledge to support all 17, whoever emerged as the candidate.
Jeb Bush signed a pledge, a binding pledge. Lindsey Graham signed a binding pledge that they would endorse, that they would support and endorse. That's what it says. Now they're breaking. That's an honor, you know, that's a question of honor.
Yeah, and
the Donald is right about that.
Yes, it's actually a question of lack of honor, and that's exactly what's happened. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney took the occasion of a commencement address to hammer Donald Trump.
Demagogues on the right and the left draw upon our darker angels.
And apparently Bill Kristol met with the aforementioned Mitt Romney on Thursday night to talk about the idea of a third-party run. Something I want to bring up here real fast, because Donald Trump also over the weekend said, he was asked about the minimum wage. He said, listen, you know, I don't know how people make it on $7.50 an hour, and I'm sympathetic to the idea of raising the minimum wage. And I've been around the country. I've heard working class people. They think that that's something that needs to be done. That being said, I think the state should determine that. I'm not going to get involved at the federal level.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good to me, I guess. Let the states decide. And then if I were in a state that was contemplating it, I would vigorously argue against it because I think that it kills jobs, period. And I wish that Donald Trump had said that. You know, ultimately, raising the minimum wage is going to kill jobs and hurt the people that you're trying to help. That being said, it's funny. They're hearing
that. He has, by the way, said that he thinks his priority ought to be in getting jobs into the economy.
So people hear Donald Trump, you know, supposedly waffle or flip-flop on minimum wage, and they say, see, this is why we need a real conservative third-party candidate like Mitt Romney, like the aforementioned Mitt Romney, right? And it's remarkable. No one remembers this. It was only 2 years ago. We talked about it right here on the show. I'll bring it to you right now.
Okay.
Headline from Politico. Romney, raise the minimum wage. This was in 2014 when the debates were happening across the country. I, for instance, as you know, part company with many of the conservatives in my party on the issue of minimum wage. I think we ought to raise it because, frankly, our party is all about more jobs and better pay.
How about that?
And he was saying, let's do it on the federal level. So to this, actually, I don't know, Romney seems to the left of Trump. But see, they don't oppose Donald Trump necessarily on his policies, usually. I mean, some people, Mark Levin is fantastic at hammering Donald Trump on his policies and trying to figure out exactly where he stands. But to then pivot from not liking Donald Trump because they think that he's too liberal, and then they say, oh, well, let's bring in Mitt Romney, you know, because he's really solid on the minimum wage. For crying out loud!
He's not. Yeah.
2 years ago, he specifically, while all of us were arguing against it. That's a very good point. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what you bring to the table. Something that we're not going to hear anywhere else. That's why we love you, Larry.
Everyone's wondering, what about Sarah Palin?
What about Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin has ruled herself out of the ticket.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
She says no, don't
Not
ask
that there
me.
Is anybody
yeah, I'm sure
clamoring
Donald,
for Sarah Palin
to have
be
Palin
there.
As the VP. But then she said of Paul Ryan, who has withheld his support of Donald Trump and saying, you know, let's see what happens. Sarah says,
I think Paul Ryan is soon to be cantered as an Eric Cantor.
They're going
to
go primary him and get rid of him there in Wisconsin. Okay. How do you think that'll go?
I don't know. Look, I think what Paul Ryan has done is done what Donald Trump would do. He set out an opening gambit for a conversation. This is my opening negotiating point. I want you to be more conservative. I want you to express to me what your conservative values are. And Donald Trump has said, yeah, well, if you want me to unify, that's fine. I don't need it. I don't need you. Yeah. And that's his opening gambit. But I suspect on Thursday they'll come out shaking hands and smiling.
A big weekend in D.C. sports that comes up next after traffic and weather at 7:22.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
We've had a lot of rain lately, and there's more rain in the forecast this week. And have you heard that sound, or have you seen the water coming over the top of your gutters because they're clogged, splatting on the ground outside your window? You know what? That is actually the sound of your home's foundation potentially being damaged or the soil being washed away from your house. It's a problem. You need to take care of it. One way you can solve this problem is to call the Leaf Guard, and you'll never ever have to think about cleaning your gutters again. Leaf Guard is a one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in, keep the leaves and debris on the outside where leaves and debris belong. It has a lifetime no-clog warranty. It won't clog, but if it ever were to clog, you just call them and they take care of it. But listen, now is the time for you to take action, because this is like the best deal that I've seen ever. This month, get 75% off the cost of labor and a $200 Visa gift card for a qualifying purchase. 75% off the cost of labor and a $200 Visa gift card for qualifying purchase. Schedule your free no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. Here's what you need to do. Go to the web. guttersmaryland.com. I'm going to give you that to me one more time. guttersmaryland.com. Did you get it? It's guttersmaryland.com.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden.
Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade or Cherokee up to $9,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Dodge Charger up to $8,000 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
It is 7:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway's jammed each direction in Silver Spring. The outer loop, we're used to that, from 95 to George Avenue, unfortunately. Inner loop, though, as you come out of Bethesda, watch for delays. The crash between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. On 95 Maryland northbound at 32, crash is cleared over to the shoulder. So the closer you get to 32, the better the pace, even though those delays begin out of Laurel near 198. Now, through Fort Meade, we have that stop-and-go volume we see every morning on Route 32, pushing past 175. Unfortunately, south of Fort Meade, there's a serious crash calling for a medevac helicopter on Piney Orchard Parkway near Sandy Walkway. So if you're heading that area, typically through that stretch south of 32, you want to avoid for a while, let you know when that reopens. Beltway and Largo, the crash had been on the outer loop right near Ritchie Marlboro, gone, but still jammed in each direction. And for Virginia, they're trying to clear that crash on 66. Just about done here. Eastbound 66 near 123. They were picking up the last of the cones that were blocking the right side. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bunch of rain this morning. A few mid and high-level clouds around. Continue to go through the morning and into the afternoon with a threat for a few showers coming on in. Pretty good chance of rain. May see some steady rain at times, especially later, 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It is now 7:27 on WMAL.
Real fast, let's get you up to date on sports here in the nation's capital. First of all, facing elimination against the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Washington Capitals came back from the brink and won 3-1 on the home ice. That was the Saturday game. They are still alive. Now, Game 6 will be in Pittsburgh, and that is tomorrow, and it's going to be a tough one. Yeah. But if they can win that one, then they've got a Game 7 coming back here in D.C.
That's right.
And that would be pretty cool. And I've said it before, the home ice advantage, not as big a deal in hockey as it would be in other sports. Home field advantage would be in other sports. One other thing, the Nationals are back home now. Their road trip is done. This was going to be the road trip where we really saw if the Nationals were as good as they seemed to be, because they had to face the St. Louis Cardinals, the World Series defending champions, Kansas City Royals, and then the Chicago Cubs, which is everyone's odds-on favorite to win it this year. They did very well against the Cardinals. They did pretty well against the Royals, and then they just got swept four games in Chicago. But guess what?
What?
It's May.
Yeah.
We'll see you in November, October. We'll see you in October,
yeah.
Chicago Cubs. It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Miguel Cabrera.
Goodbye, home run.
If there's a formula to hitting, he's solved it. Bryce Harper.
See you later.
Doesn't every formula need an X factor? The science versus the swagger. Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
After you land, what do you do with your boarding pass?
Usually leave it in the plane.
Seven on Your Side discovers how your trash...
Really?
...could be someone's treasure.
With more than enough for a thief to steal your identity.
Are you serious?
Troubleshooter Horace Holmes shows you what the naked eye doesn't see and how the bad guys can steal that private information in seconds.
If you don't protect yourself, you can't expect anyone else to.
Boarding for Trouble. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Coming up in just a moment, there is a new medium out there that is bigger than the networks. We'll tell you what it is. It is now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Buell Thompson. More problems on Metro this morning. They could make a lot of you late for work. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the situation at this hour?
Well, the track crews continue to inspect just outside of Stadium Armory where they have the disabled train, and they're inspecting the track as well. So they're single tracking. There's big delays. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Accused killer Eulalio Tordil is scheduled for arraignment in Montgomery County this afternoon. He's facing two counts of murder and a host of other charges in Montgomery County in last Friday's shootings outside Westfield Montgomery Mall and at an Aspen Hill shopping center. Tordil also faces a murder charge in Prince George's County in the shooting death of his estranged wife last Thursday outside of high school. Ahead of his face-to-face meeting this week with House Speaker Paul Ryan, Donald Trump is no longer talking party unity the way he has been up till now.
It may take more than just one meeting. The ramping up of between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, what happens next for the Republican Party? It is a major concern for top GOP officials. Donald Trump seems less concerned, saying that he doesn't need the party to come to him. And while he wants unity, it's not necessarily top of the line for his prerogatives going forward, going so far as to mention that Paul Ryan may have a problem being the convention chair if he refuses to endorse Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,741. The Nasdaq at 47,36. Sports, the Nats dropped their fourth straight in Chicago. The O's beat up on the A's. DC United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org. So you thought your timeshare was a great investment, just like you thought dumping your life savings into that dot-com startup in 99 was a great idea. Well, lucky you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. visit timeshareexitteam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
After you land, what do you do with your boarding pass?
Usually leave it in the plane.
Seven on Your Side discovers how your trash...
Really?
...could be someone's treasure.
With more than enough for a thief to steal your identity.
Are you serious?
Troubleshooter Horace Holmes shows you what the naked eye doesn't see and how the bad guys can steal that private information in seconds.
If you don't protect yourself, you can't expect anyone else to.
Boarding for Trouble. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start first with Metrorail, and the problems continue. They're single tracking the orange and blue trains. They're dealing with a problem with the broken down train and track inspection just outside of Stadium Armory, and they're not saying how long this could take. Initially, they were saying several hours, so expect this to cause problems. Already at least 25-minute delay for orange and blue line commuters. Silver line also affected. Trains are only operating between Wheelie Rest and East and Eastern Market. And unrelated, on the Red Line, outside of Friendship Heights, have a switch problem, so the Red Line also experiencing delays. Now, out to the roads, we go onto the Virginia Beltway, Interloop, and Tysons. We're bunched up. The crash north of the toll road, they were trying to clear all that to the left shoulder. 66, eastbound near 123, that was cleared from the right lane. 395, Beltway through to Shirlington, again at the 14th Street Bridge into town, but it looks like lanes are open on the southeast-southwest freeway. The Maryland Beltway out of Bethesda Interloop is jammed to the crash between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Stay right to get by. And still heavy on the brakes here in the Largo. Earlier morning crash had been on the outer loop at Ritchie Marlboro, but that's been cleared. But slow each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bunch of rain this morning. Few mid and high-level clouds around. Continue to go through the morning and into the afternoon with a threat for a few showers coming on. A pretty good chance of rain. May see some steady rain at times, especially later. 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 46 in Hyattsville, 52 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Tucker Carlson will be our guest. We'll talk to him about the current state of the Republican Party and if this is helping Hillary or not, all of the infighting and lack of unity. That's coming up at 8:05. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Na, 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 na.
Saying goodbye to the networks and traditional television broadcasts that you've been watching all these years, or you say goodbye to cable, a lot of people are. And this may give you some indication as to why people are doing that. It's a fascinating story about an up-and-coming media form that is blowing away traditional media. You ready for this? I'm talking about YouTube. Yeah, I mean, you know, that place where you see the funny cat videos? It actually is a very powerful, powerful network platform. Listen to what the CEO of YouTube had to say recently. I'm happy to announce that on mobile alone, just on your mobile phones, YouTube now reaches more 18 to 49-year-olds than any other network, broadcast, or cable. In fact, she says, we reach more 18 to 49-year-olds during primetime than the top 10 TV shows combined. At a time when TV networks are losing audience, YouTube is growing in every region and across every screen. That according to the CEO of YouTube, making the case that they have more, what's known as the demo, 18 to 49-year-olds watching their product than people who are watching the top 10 broadcast or cable shows. That's pretty astonishing when you think about it. And I wonder, have you sort of changed the way you now watch TV and get your information, your video, and are you now, you know, watching more stuff on the internet and less stuff on traditional platforms? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, I mean, I think the YouTube thing is powerful. I mean, there are a lot of people. If you hang around any 15-year-old right now,
yeah,
you're going to find out pretty quick that they're watching a lot of YouTube. Stuff that I didn't even know was on YouTube is out there on YouTube. And they're now beginning to come up with original programming for YouTube, which is sort of interesting, and much in the way that Netflix has done that, and some of the other platforms have done that as well. And it's really becoming a big, big thing. And a lot of people can now say, are now saying, I'm not going to have cable, because I can get most everything I want either online digitally or through something like Netflix.
Right.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And listen, there's two aspects of this that is amazing, and I wonder if you've jumped into these camps as well. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Is network television or cable television kind of meaningless to you now? 888-630-9625. Because, yes, they've got Netflix, or they've got, you know, various...
Raku.
Apple
TV.
That are delivery systems for content that, I mean, for the most part... It's content that you could get on television, but you just don't need the cable anymore. You just need a high-speed internet connection to receive it through those. But the YouTube thing is, I think, even more phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because YouTube is touting that their original program, and by their original program, YouTube doesn't produce anything. It's individuals. It's you and me. It's the Brian Wilson YouTube channel with,
right,
you know, either you talking to a camera, or, you know, there are also people who create shows themselves. There are dramas on YouTube that are self-produced and organically created. Or there are, I mean, I like watching, I guess, what could only be described as reality television shows that you would see on Nat Geo or something, sort of science-y kind of gadgety things. There's some great guys out there that do some amazing stuff making computers. Meredith and I were watching this guy who made a computer that could run in a tub of oil. And the oil acts as its coolant system, and it takes you through the entire creation. I mean, maybe you're not into, like, computer geek stuff like that, but millions of people are, and millions of people are watching these things. My kids know these YouTube stars better than they know a sitcom star on television right now. And yeah, this is entertainment. An entertainment revolution that's going on, where you don't have to wait for some suit in a studio executive's office in New York or Hollywood to say, yes, you can be a star. No, you're becoming a star because you've got the talent and you're creating something.
Yeah, and it gives power to people to be able to get their ideas,
exactly,
out there in a way they could never do it before. When the tradition, I mean, I watched back in the day when there were just three big networks. Remember the ABC, CBS, NBC, right? Those were the big three. I sat by and watched, had a ringside seat as Rupert Murdoch started the fourth network, something they said could never be done. Well, now, I mean, no matter how many networks you have, there are other ways to get information. There's other way to get product and get entertainment to your screen. Well, what do you think, Hank and Lanham? You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think? Have you cut your cord?
Well, we cut our cord because of cost. We're saving $200-something a month. We got an aerial on top of the house. We get 33 channels anyway. And then if we need other stuff, we've got Netflix and Amazon Cable, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. There's another one right there. Very quickly, Rick in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Rick?
My son's all about YouTube. He watches very little in the way of traditional media. The closest thing is like going and seeing the newest Marvel movie. He knows who the members of Rooster Teeth are. I don't think he could tell you who a single show on TV is.
Dude, Rooster Teeth is huge. Huge.
Yes.
My 11-year-old, 14-year-old, and 16-year-old are glued to Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Rooster Teeth?
No, I'm going to have to check this out.
They're very funny. Not all of it is meant for kids, but it's good stuff.
It is now 7:43.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is going on now with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Now, that's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of dealerships throwing Memorial Day sales your way. But Ted Britt Automotive. Now, this is a dealership that you can trust. They stand behind every deal and every car. In fact, they've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You know, there's a reason why they have these Memorial Day sales is because this time of year, people are thinking, hey, time for a new vehicle. And if you're in that boat, I really strongly urge you to schedule a time to go visit one of the 9 great locations at Ted Britt Automotive, or check them out online at tedbritt.com. Or if you want to sample their great service and their reliability, why don't you schedule a service with them? Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse. And you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 almost linking up the delays here, coming out of Gainesville, heading past 50 toward 123, where we had the earlier crash that made the green arrow right lane a red X lane. So we're still struggling through that stretch. The Beltway slowing through Annandale, then through Tysons. We have two separate problems. The initial crash north of the toll road at Georgetown Pike was cleared, and then we had one in the backups. Also struggling on the Maryland Beltway through Bethesda, right as you come off of 270, the inner loop jammed to the crash between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Outer loop slows, of course, through that area. We see that every morning on the outer loop side. 270 has been uneventful this morning, but the volume on the increase here as you head through Gaithersburg and Rockville. In the Fort Meade area, 32 with the normal westbound delays passing 175. But south of this area on Piney Orchard Parkway, shut down. Right near Strawberry Lake Lane, that is going to be south of Watchapel Road, south of 175, medevac helicopter requested. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as we continue to head through this morning. Clouds will lower and thicken, and we'll get into the afternoon. Stay cool once again in the mid-60s with some showers around, maybe a period or two of steadier rainfall. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 55. Cloudy, scattered showers tomorrow with a high of only 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 degrees, 747.
We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
This doesn't have to end in a fight, Tony.
You just started a war.
Yeah, and that's, of course, Captain America and Iron Man going at it in the Civil War. Are you going to say it again? Why can't our superheroes just get along?
Yeah, yes. Why can't they?
We've answered.
They're superheroes.
We have answered that question every time you pose it.
I want my superheroes to be nice to one another.
Okay, but why aren't you learning when you ask that and then we tell you?
Well, I guess I'll have to go see it to understand.
Well, you wouldn't be the only one, because thousands, I was going to say millions of people, but that would be overstating the case. But thousands and thousands of people saw it this weekend. It gave it an enormous opening, $181.8 million, according to ComScore. That puts it right behind The Avengers Age of Ultron. Technically, this is not an Avengers movie, but it kind of is an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have...
They all sort of make an appearance, do they not?
Not Thor and not Hulk, but pretty much everybody else has a moment in this movie. And also a lot of the Avengers who have not been in the past Avengers movies, including Ant-Man. And a brand new character, Black Panther, is introduced, who I believe was only in, like, really known before the Incredible, the Fantastic Four, the Incredible Four. Who's the Incredible Four? The Fantastic Four. By the way, Spider-Man also.
Spider-Man makes an appearance?
Big hit in this movie.
Really?
Spider-Man's a big hit in this movie.
Oh, well, I can't wait.
Anyway,
I got to go see it.
Very well done. Good job. Great job. And it solidifies the Captain America and Iron Man characters, I think, as the best of the Avenger characters. So you got to go see it. If you haven't seen it, you must.
You liked
because,
it.
By the way,
you liked it?
I do. And the story, I don't think I'm giving anything away that the story focuses on sort of libertarian freedom values, which Captain America... It's funny, I saw a Salon article say, when did Captain America become a libertarian douche? And I read the article before I saw the movie, and here's the thing. If Salon doesn't like Captain America for his individual liberty and freedom leanings, that means they're doing something right, because face it, Salon is to the left of Bernie Sanders. It focuses on the dangers the Avengers might pose to the world because of the collateral damage we have seen in many of their last escapades.
Because they tear things up
when they
fight. I mean, those superheroes, man, they make a mess of things.
And so, of course, the solution from our Secretary of State is to turn control of the Avengers over to the United Nations.
Oh, great.
And there is some...
Just what we need.
Exactly. And there is some resistance in that, and therein goes the division amongst the Avengers. And it is really, really well done. And unlike the really dark and morose and just a ponderous Batman versus Superman. This, of course, as always, since it's a Marvel movie, they have a sense of humor. There is a lot of fun and frivolity in it, but they also deal with some pretty important things with great characters and great performances. I rate it 5 stars.
Wow.
Meanwhile,
that's huge.
Ozzy Osbourne and his wife of 33 years, Sharon Osbourne, have announced that they are going to split up. And a very sad thing, although there's already talk of some reconciliation out there. They say, they could get back together. We shall see. But that divorce proceeding is going to be a crazy train.
I heard that they tried to get Ozzy Osbourne for comment, but they couldn't understand him. They had no idea what he was saying.
Exactly. 751 on WMAL.
One out of 5 women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
7:53 now on WMAL. Time to see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Cameron.
And good morning. Stocks are going to rise today because investors, at least for today, don't think that the Fed will raise interest rates this summer, maybe not even this year. Investors will be taking money out of online loan company The Lending Club today. The CEO has resigned after an internal investigation found that he violated company policy by lending $22 million to a single investor. That overshadowed news that the company turned a profit after losing money a year earlier.
year.
Tyson food stock will rise. Feed costs fell a lot. That pushed profits up 39%. However, sales of Jimmy Dean sausage, Hillshire Farms meats, and Ballpark Franks all fell. Oracle and Google head back to court in a six-year patent fight. Oracle accused Google of stealing some Java technology, once close to $9 billion in damages. Disney stock is going to get some super help. Captain America Civil War pulled in $182 million this weekend. Disney now has four of the top six highest-grossing movies of all time. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and only one ridiculously low offer when she finally hired Frank Prindle, and he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again, all agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. So, call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through the district. DC 295 in the northbound direction after Pennsylvania Avenue, but before you get to East Capitol Street for the incident, slowing us right near the 11th Street Bridge, and then southbound both coming off of 50 and the BW Parkway with those normal stop-and-go delays. Now, as you come out of Virginia to get onto the freeway, delays pretty much holding at the Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Also heavy through Landmark. As you leave Springfield on the inner loop of the Beltway near Braddock Road, had an incident. Pace gets a little bit better, then you hit it again as you pass 66 over toward the toll road. Had two separate accidents near the toll road. You should find lanes open now. 66 east at 123, that crash was cleared. And in Bethesda, Silver Spring, jammed inner loop as you come off of 270 around to the crash after University City Boulevard. Outer loop slow on the approach, leaving College Park. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little mid-high-level cloud that continues to thicken, and we may get a few showers in here, especially as we go through later this morning and into the afternoon. A high today of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 7:56, and the temperature is 52 degrees.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
This week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell. Step one in preparing for retirement.
It's about getting into a retirement mindset where you start visualizing for yourself. I'm not kidding. My eyes are closed right here in the studio where I'm trying to do that for myself, but try to see yourself. You know, where will you be? What will you be doing during the day? What are the things that you would like to do for others?
The retirement professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or online at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova.
Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Coming up on WMAL.
Been an awful year for Metro. It's been an awful couple weeks for Metro. Has it changed your commuting habits? How are things going with you and your relationship with Metro?
And we'll talk politics with Tucker Carlson coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.